I'm Cape.
And I'm Drew.
We're just two former student athletes who understand the game.
Not just on the court.
But in life.
At the end of the day, we just want to help.
Today's athletes and former just trying to find their way.
It's bigger than sports.
This is the Cape and Drew podcast. The real TikTok. What's up, everybody? I'm Cape.
I'm Drew.
And we back. Today's episode of one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite topics. Is the story of the scorpion and the frog. That's today's episode, the scorpion and the frog. And it's a ancient story. Many of you probably have already heard it, but if you haven't, I'm gonna familiarize, if that's a word, the story. And I think I told you this story when it happened back in grad.
Yeah. I had no, I was like, what does that even mean? I got to be a real adult, I was like, yep.
So look, the story goes like this. So obviously there was a scorpion and a frog, and the scorpion was trying to figure out how to get across the river. Like, he couldn't figure it out. He had to get over to the other side, and he was looking around, couldn't figure it out. And he looked and saw a frog on a rock, and the frog was about to jump in. And the scorpion said, Hey, Mr. Frog, can you carry me across the river? Can I jump on your back to get in the river and swim across with you? And the river said, or the frog said, nah, Mr. Scorpion, I don't think that's a good idea. And he said, why not? He said, well, you're a scorpion and I'm afraid you're going to sting me in the back. And the scorpion, very smooth, very cool, he said, well, now, why would I do that? Because if I sting you in the back, that means we're both going to drown and die. Mm-hmm. Well, thought about it, and he said, well, I still don't feel comfortable, so I'm going to pass. Scorpion said, listen, I'm not going to sting you. I'm just trying to get across. Let me just hop on your back. Now, again, if I sting you, we're both going to die. So why would I do that? The frog said, you know what? You got a good point. So the scorpion crawls on the frog's back. They get in the river. They're about halfway through, and the scorpion stings the frog in the back. as they are going down in the river, drowning, the frog looks up to the scorpion. He says, scorpion, why did you do that? Like, why would you do that? Now we're both going to die. The scorpion said, hey, it's just what I do. It's in my nature, right? Mm. And so the moral of that story, we're going to get to that a little bit later on, but it got me to thinking about things that are going on in sports right now. And that story has a few meanings, but the first time I heard that story was in grad school, and I remember hearing it, and I was like, I can't believe I just heard this ancient story, and it's like the coolest thing I ever heard. You remember why I called you?
Yeah, about? I remember talking about it. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, what is he even talking about? But soon, sure enough.
When I was in grad school, for the listeners out there, I was a grad assistant, and I was with we were in a meeting, and one of the guys on the team had got suspended for like two or three games, or kicked off the team for two or three games. And so we get ready to go into tournament play, I think the conference tournament. And so coach calls a meeting, and, you know, a couple of the grad assistants was in there, but it was assistant coaches. And so we were basically trying to have a meeting about, like, putting this guy back on the team or not. Mm-hmm. And the coach went around the room and was like, hey, so raise your hand if you think he should be, and raise your hand if you think he's not. And the room was basically divided. And coach told that story. Mm. And at the end of it, he said, some people are just, it's just in their nature. They can't. Yep. And to make a long story shorter, the guy did not return to the team.
Yeah. Man, we both knew that guy, and we was we both were surprised that he was in that situation.
No, and because he at the time, and I don't know what the guy's up to now, but at the time, that dude was the epitome of a scorpion. It was he mm-hmm. would see the ship sink than to be a part of it and you know, get to the other side. And so the coach did the right thing. But like I said, everything that's going on in the media right now about Antonio Brown. So that story, when we were thinking about this show, we were thinking about examples of that. And hey, again, we don't know this guy. We don't know him. We just like everybody else listening to the story. But what you think about that? Like, what's your thoughts, man?
And I thought I was really kind of frustrated, man, because this dude, it's no way to really make it like, yeah, man, you know, he's you know, it's, they just had to get him because it's like multiple teams that this is happening with. When I think about it too, it's like, but he's always saying, you know, man, you know, I'm more than just a football player, y'all. Y'all not really looking, you're not looking at me as just a person. It's like, yo, he's doing stuff to them that's like, yo, that's not even, I wouldn't even hang out with you because you think about too, man, when I think about the Steelers, it could have been simple stuff, but I remember that whole, like, he had a Facebook Live video during,
that's right,
during the coaches, like, you know, after the game, right after the game. You think about if that was a team manager that did that, he would have been fired like immediately.
Nope. And so, I forgot about that. Man,
like, yeah, like he's done other stuff to where it's kind of like throwing teammates under the bus. Even with the receiver, Juju Smith, whatever.
Yeah.
Just like, yo, like screenshotting stuff or like recording stuff. And it's like, yo, that was unnecessary. But like you said,
right?
Like I don't expect him. Like when he went to when that stuff they had with the Raiders, I wasn't surprised. Stuff that's like coming out now, it's like I'm not surprised. Like he is who he is.
Yeah, and he recorded Gruden, right?
Yeah, and that's illegal in wherever the Raiders are like at. Yeah, like you can't do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think for him too, man, it's like, because I watched the Hard Knocks Life thing that comes on HBO, and that Oakland Raiders was the team they focused on this year. And, I mean, he was like, I mean, a phenomenal athlete, man. I've said it before on this show, like on these episodes, man, football is not my thing, but you know talent when you see talent.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
That dude is fast. He catches everything. But then you kind of look at him on a – you know, kind of differently with the whole feet thing, right?
Yeah.
It was an accident, it sounds like. You know, he went in there without the proper shoes, and then he shows his feet on live TV. His feet look terrible. But then it was the helmet thing. And you kind of were sympathetic, empathetic for him because you're like, okay, he's been wearing the same helmet for years. Now they're trying to get him to change it, and it kind of blocks his vision as he explained it, whatever, whatever. Then he gets a helmet. Then I think that one wasn't good enough. And so it's this back and forth. And like Gruden said on the phone, he's like, hey, man, you're a hell of a football player. Just go play football. And he it was kind of staged in my opinion, because he was like, yeah, it's more than football now. I'm a man first, or I'm a human first.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of interesting to see him in that space, because it's like, dude, like, what you doing? Like, everybody can't be wrong. And so now he's with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
How you think that's gonna work out?
Oh, so I'm like listening to little ESPN clips like all week, man. And I hear this dude, man, he one of my favorite guys, man. He be on First Take. Big dude. He used to play with the Patriots.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, yo, man, I've been in those Patriot meetings. And he was all like, I've seen guys get undressed, like as far as like coach getting on them. And he was like, man, you know who the first guy he does that to? Tom Brady. And I was like, and you think you won't do that to Antonio Brown? And then we talk about the greatest quarterback ever. And you don't think he gonna do that to Antonio Brown? Oh, it's gonna happen. And so I was just like, yo, I mean, I'm happy. I want to see how I would love to see how he responded, because it's a matter. I think like now, like, man, you can't play that game of you want everybody else to be like accommodating and treat you like a person when you aren't doing humane things to them.
I mean, and it's really that simple. I heard a guy say the other day, he said, man, because I don't know if you watched the Patriots play last Sunday, they looked pretty good.
And yeah,
like somebody broke it down. He's basically saying how they got already a talented team, talented receivers. And he was like, and look how they spread the ball. Like My man, my favorite football player, by the way, is Julian Edelman. I
just love him.
He's a cool dude, for one. But you know, he's good. But they just basically broke it down like he got a certain amount of touches, passes, yards, or whatever. And then it's like three or four other guys, and they was like, where does he fit? Well, I think it was Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp was that one guy too. He's breaking it down. Like, where does this guy fit? And we all know if he don't, because he was having a fit in Pittsburgh when he didn't get touches. Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I personally don't, you know, if I had to bet my mortgage on it, I don't know, man. I think a scorpion is going to be a scorpion.
Yeah. I don't really think it's going to really work. It's just a matter of like, yo, the possibilities, because you when you think of him in a Josh Gordon being on the same team, because that's crazy. But that Patriot way is really different from just a standpoint like, okay, think about this. Think about how often they might have shown like Antonio Brown come to like how he arrives to games or how he arrives to preseason, right? Who do they show in the Patriots when like preseason stuff? Like as far as like, oh man, look what Buddy coming wearing to the game today.
Nobody.
Might show Tom Brady after the game in some Uggs or something. Like that is not magnified like that Patriot way, like, yo, you come, you do your job, and you like you go about your business. Antonio Brown, he always like you said, no, he was in the barber show. Yo, I wanna add a little drip to it, you know? I wanna add a little sauce to it. Man, you see Belichick has that same sweatshirt since 98.
The cutoff joint.
Yeah. So I mean I would love for it to work for him, but if it doesn't, I'm not about to be surprised.
Nah, and just as man to man, if somebody wants to see another man, another brother man, well, I hope he does well, and I hope the Patriots ways and their culture and system can like kind of help him. Cause I mean, again, man, I'm not trying to be one of them guys that's too judgmental, especially when you don't know somebody. But on the outside looking in, and now all these allegations are coming out just recently with the former trainer. And it just, we talked earlier in the week about it. Like, when it rains, it pours, man. And, you know, I pray that what is being said is, you know, not the case. But, I mean, hey, if it is, you know, he needs to be punished.
Think about this, man. So I heard Stephen A. Smith talk about this. And he was like, I'm going to tell you why I'm so upset about this. He might do well with this, right? Everything might work out for him. Mm-hmm. But people are looking at him and thinking they could do the same thing. And he was all like, if you think for a second that you will be able to do this, specifically as a black man, you are sadly mistaken. And it's only because of his, like, his sheer talent that he is able to get away with this. And it's the fact that, like, yo, he is setting the worst possible example. Like, possible. Like, there's no way someone's looking at him like, yeah, man, I need to go that route.
Yes. And if they are, they are. I think that's the difference, though. I think there's some people that they are looking at them that way and saying, look, like Ezekiel Elliott, for instance, the way he was going about his business, he just got paid, he set out and all that. So, obviously, on the outside looking in, he won, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. Like
we talked about earlier, there is a half percent of people that are as talented as Antonio Brown and Ezekiel Elliott, but they're not thinking long-term, right? About 5-6 years from now, or even for Antonio Brown, the lifespan of an NFL player is very short. So, like, look at Tio, for instance. Like,
how many years? Tio Brown, he already been a year in the league, maybe 8 or 9 years?
I'm not sure.
Maybe. I know it's over five, and I'm thinking, like, what years do you got left?
yeah, he got his pension. I'm going to be honest, too, man, with the Patriots. I was a little disappointed in them actually signing him because of what you just talked about. I was thinking, like, man, I thought y'all were above that. I thought y'all would not take a chance on a guy like that. But it's about winning, though.
it's about winning, man. When they signed Josh Gordon, I was like, well, yeah, that's definitely about winning because I didn't think Josh Gordon was ever really going to play again. But that's a whole other episode. He looks great, though.
He looks great. I was going to say he killed the other day. So that, like, leads us into the next conversation about talent and added talent versus attitude. Ooh. Like, like, to your point, I think the message is being sent to, like, current and up-and-coming athletes that, you know, looking at it again, outside looking in, it looks like Antonio Brown was very selfish.
Yeah.
Especially looking at the Hard Knocks Life thing. I mean, but he knows how to play the game. Like, I'm the hardest working guy out here.
Yeah.
You know, being very engaging with his teammates, but at the same time, he has his own agenda. And I kind of respect it because guys got to get their money. I do understand that. But what's the message being sent to the younger generation, but that don't understand that, first of all, you're not as talented as an Antonio Brown, but your attitude has to be 100% all the time.
You're not about to just go find Antonio Brown's like a dime a dozen. That's not happening, right? Like, he is like a talent, like unseen before the talent. And what I think, what I always kind of understood, caught on early, your talent level dictates your margin of error. And it's sad to say that, but that is very, especially in professional sports. Like, you can get a, like, think about this. If Josh Gordon wasn't as good as he was, like, he would have been out the league. Like, man, if Gilbert Arenas wasn't as good as he was, how fast would he have been out the league?
He still ended up out the league.
Yeah. If A-Rod wasn't a generational transcendent talent, he would have been out the league. You think about Manny Ramirez. So a lot of times, man, we get caught up so much in talent level, you know, kind of, and give them that pass, that margin of error, when really, man, it's, you know, you think you're getting over, but they're just kind of using up your talent. So once your talent level starts to dwindle, they get rid of you.
Yeah. And I'm be honest, man, I've seen it on the high school level where you got a kid, because, you know, coaching is about wins and losses. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
So when a coach has a talented guy on any level of play, he knows he needs that guy to win. And so they kind of cut corners for him and kind of, you know, give them a longer leash. And I always say that's the worst approach because of the message you're sending to the rest of the team. But I can respect those coaches like Belichick. And what's my coach from the Spurs?
Oh, yeah, Pop.
Greg Pop, because they would say he kind of ran the show the same way. Like, Tim Duncan would get fussed at. Manu, Tony Parker. And so now the other players are looking like, shoot, if they getting yelled at, I know I better tighten up. And they're taking it. Not only are they getting yelled at, they're taking it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all. Awesome.
I just had a thought in my head. I forgot it. I just know. I feel like we, like you said before, like, you know, it's about winning, and you kind of give that person a pass, and it's a matter of when they don't really realize it that they word it in that corporate world really kind of different to where it'll be something like this. Let's say Antonio Brown gets put on the commissioner exempt list, right? They'll word it like, yeah, you know, we just want Antonio to focus on Antonio right now. And we want him to, you know, just be the best version of himself he can be. In the back of their mind, like, yo, kick rocks, dude. We not dealing with this. And so I'm curious to see how that plays out, man, because that corporate world has a really good way of wording it. We just want you to focus on you right now, man. Get you all the way together.
Yes. And for all you people out there listening, please know that the way sports work in that regard is definitely not how it happens outside of sports. Like, you will get dismissed with the quickness if you act like a prima donna, and, you know, I don't care. Now here's the difference. I'll say this. If you are proven, stamped, sealed, you've been in a place for years, you've proven your whatever, your leash is a little bit longer. It is.
Yeah.
Especially depending on your title and rank or whatever. But if you fresh out of college, and I'm only saying this because I've seen it. I see it now. When you fresh out of college and people got these master's degrees and they coming up in there, this their first job, and they rolling in like, my research is this and I do this. Man, nobody cares about that, man.
Nobody cares. Humble yourself, or the world will humble you for you.
I'm trying to tell you, man, and it's the quickest way to kind of get that, like, I don't know about you, man. When I see people like that, kind of walking around like they stuff don't stink, man, I'm kind of looking like, yo, you, it does stink.
Yeah, right? It smells like it smells like that. I'm thinking like, man, you don't got no idea, man. I'm gonna let you find out though. You got it?
Find out. And I try to like, you know, somebody's been in the game a little bit longer than them. Same way somebody pulled me to a side and kind of, you know, put me up on game on how things work. I try to do the same thing, but a lot of times people just don't want to listen, man. I think the younger generations are like, if you try to spit some game to them and like really like in a sincere way, not trying to like hold them back, but you're like, listen, man, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but you might want to think about this, consider this. They think you hating on them.
Man, I tell you my approach is, I was like, oh, word? Okay, yeah, man, you got it. Nah, I'm not rocking with it, but you got it, though. That's luck. And sure enough, man, when it don't pop, I'm like, damn, shoot. Oh, I'm gonna keep doing what I do. But yeah, man, if you want to know anything, just let me know.
Let me know. And scorpions exist everywhere. They exist in the workplace, in families. And I think, you know, it's very sad. But you have to, I know for me, especially when it's somebody I care about, like a family member, you know, when you're younger, man, you're just so hopeful. You kind of got that
frog, yeah.
Got that frog mentality. Like, you know, I trust them. I know, I know they showed me 10 times that, you know, they kind of going to do what they do, but I love them, you know. But people are exactly who they are. Whoever they show you that they are, you better believe it.
Better believe them. The funny thing is, man, everybody always tell me, man, you know, my father and our relationship, like, hey, man, you need to really pops, man, da da da. And I just be like, scorpion and frog, man. Like, scorpion and frog.
Yes, dog.
Really, I understand what's going on. So I'm like, yeah, man, I'm good. But I feel like people try to convince you, like, nah, man, be the frog. Like, yeah. And I'm like,
no.
Man, don't even worry about that.
And I don't blame you. I don't think I've ever given you that talk, that advice. Like, first of all, I'm going to stay in my lane. Second of all, I'm like, yo, man, like, you know, we adults, man. Like, you know, you got to protect your peace.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever that looks like, I don't care who it is. And I tell people that all the time. You get to a certain age, like, you can only control yourself. And your peace and you hardly can control that, but you ain't about to invite somebody in to potentially disturb that.
Yeah, because it's like it's one of those, like, you know, fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice. And at that time, man, you like, all right, man, I gotta protect my bottom line.
And the bottom line is family. Like, at the end of the day, man, like, yo, like, especially like when you work all week. And all you got is your weekends, man. You ain't trying to have no.
Ain't trying to go be out there being Superman.
Got to chill on Netflix and watch the game. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so really, it is a sad story. The Scorpion and Frog story is a very sad story. But here's my take on it, and we can kind of talk about this. But the moral of the story is that people will be who they are. Some people might fake friendship or love to get what they want. We all know those people, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they will follow their true nature, even if it's to their own demise. And, you know, it's very unfortunate, but here's how I took it too. So obviously, for the scorpion, a person that is a scorpion, they'll admit that being a scorpion, and they seem to have no conscience about taking advantage or even hurting others, even if it leads to their own demise, of course. If pushed into a corner and no other defense is left, a scorpion will say, this is just my nature, right?
Yep.
A scorpion knows that they will do anything to get what they want, and it's just who they are. And
think about this. I don't want to cut you off, but think about this. How many times have you heard, yo, Antonio Brown, he comes from nothing, guys. He's built himself up. He's built that. Just like you said, it's in my, I got to survive.
And that's, man, you know what? We forgot to talk about Antonio Brown from that. Like, do you know where he's from? He was brought
Florida,
up,
right?
He's from like Miami, I think, or Florida. It's like Florida, but very humble beginners, like many athletes.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we give people that pass too. Like, man, look where they came.
You don't know.
You know, no dad around, or you know, the grandma raised them, or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Very true. Very true. And I hope all my listeners understand that I'm not saying this from a disrespectful place. But guess what? Who cares, dog?
Yeah.
Like you get older, man, you know what's right and wrong, period. There's no excuse. I've seen too many examples where people came from nothing and turned out respectable, humble people and got stuff done. And I've seen people who had it all that grew up to be terrible human beings. So it doesn't
matter. Man, I look at it like, all right, it's a credit to that he's such an elite athlete because he's been able to get away with this kind of stuff because no one's held him accountable. Because you figure as soon as somebody say something to him, well, shoot, I'm out. And they don't want to out on him because such a great talent. So how do you hold that person accountable? But he's met his match right now in two spots with the NFL and the Patriots because you think about this, that lawsuit that he has, that's only for $75,000. $75,000 to him is probably like $7 to us.
Right.
Think about this. He was doing all that talk about, yo, I don't need the NFL, right? I need y'all. I'm good. I don't have to fall. He's essentially going to be put on that list because in today's climate, like, you can't just, we're going to let the judicial play itself out now. You got to do something now. So when they talk to that lady next week, after her wedding, that's going to even add more spice to it. Like, yo, y'all going to let this man play? He done had this emotional impact on me. You know, he ruined my wedding. Da-da-da-da-da. Man, he is about to be put on that list for $7.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. And guess what happens?
Bad for him? Not at all.
Right. What happens after that is people be like, they start breaking you down even more. They start doing some research on you.
Mm-hmm.
And they start looking at you like, well, I mean, he did drop a few passes. Like, I mean, they'll start really looking at you different. Like, you are an invincible.
I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. This is what they're going to say. That Patriot playbook is really advanced. Was he really going to pick up on it in that short amount of time? That's what they're going to say. And the crazy thing is, man, I mean, not to harp on the woman, but I keep hearing on the radio, you know, she's money hungry, she's this, she's that. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, real quick, you have the job of your life. Your boss might say something to you you don't like, and you're not going to just be like, I'm out. So I don't think that she's money hungry. I feel like she knew the client she was working with was a top upper echelon client. And they've known each other since undergrad. And it's like, she doesn't want to just be like, wash your hands with him. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you can't just keep disrespecting me like this as a person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you don't necessarily know all the full story, but you know something wasn't right.
Yes.
And she's only suing for $75,000? Man.
Right. It's almost like she doesn't care about the money. She is more about, like, I saw someone today's show, they were basically saying how this is like her release. Like, she's been holding this in for so long.
Yeah.
Feeling like the victim or whatever. And now she just wants to claim herself back, her sanity back. So it's not about the money. Because, like, to your point, if you're not going after, because the man's got millions and millions of dollars.
Millions.
If you're only going after $75,000, you're sending a bold statement that, it's ain't about money. I ain't trying to get rich off that. I'm just trying to tell y'all what my side of the story.
Man, think about this. How much do you think he enjoys playing football, right? A lot.
Right.
Number one, his favorite thing to do. The fact that he would be in the locker room after a game recording something, like, it's like a total disregard for whatever team rules you have. How much do you think he respects just people in general?
Mm.
He's going to do that there. And that's what he wants to do.
I know for a fact he doesn't love this woman. Right. So the fact, whatever he did, I'm not. Yeah, I can see that happening, and I'm happy that she said something.
Absolutely.
He would just keep doing it.
Absolutely. As many of these people that are getting, you know, all of this stuff is coming out, the whole Me Too movement and all of that. But I mean, I just kind of, I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm starting to really, like, not like this guy. You know what I mean?
Just,
I don't know him, but I'm also looking at him like, yo, come on, man. What are you doing? Like, what's going on, man? Like, you know. But anyway, I don't want to harp on you too much.
Hurt people, hurt people.
There's also some flaws with the frog, right? And so let me just read this really quick. Many of us also know a frog, those willing to help others while sacrificing themselves or their best interests. The shortcoming of the frog is that it needs to consider that it's best for it, what's best for itself. Learn how to say no and trust your instincts. The frog knew that the scorpion was dangerous and deadly, and yet trusted the words. Always trust the actions. The actions reveal the truth. And so, two things here. Back to the Patriots picking up Antonio Brown. I mean, the guy's incredible talent, man, but he's shown you what he does to teams, what he does that he is a – and then now – and the Patriots are pretty low-key, right? Like, very low-key. The coach, man, he wear that same sweatshirt in press conference. Mm-hmm. He says two words, two answers, he's out of there, right? Now Antonio Brown, AB, big AB comes to town. Every network, every media outlet, everybody that wants to get a story is in your space now. This is going to be disruptive to a team that has traditionally been very quiet and low-key.
So I think the thing about the Patriots, man, their infrastructure is so tight to where they can take a risk on a guy, and if it works out, he's the second coming of their career. If it doesn't work out, hey, man. He couldn't get the playbook down. He couldn't be the Patriot way. Like, you think about guys like, there was another guy. You had Chad Ochocinco Johnson, right? He cut it. But the playbook. They had another dude, man. He was offensive lineman. He was supposed to be this great guy. Didn't cut it. I think his name was Albert Hainsworth. I think that might have been his name. Big dude back in the day. Nope. Got him up out of there. But that, like, they've built that reputation to where it's like they can take a gamble, because if it doesn't work out, like, hey, we can control the narrative on why it didn't work, because we got six rings, like six Super Bowls to a guy that's about to say something like, what's he gonna say? We're not winners,
and they don't need them.
Yeah, what you gonna say? What you gonna say about Tom Brady? Like, oh, he doesn't call me. He doesn't invite me over to his crib. Yeah, okay. And all right.
Yeah. He's America's favorite, by the way, Tom Brady.
Yeah. He's about to tell him to grow up so fast.
Or he's gonna have to. And I just know, personally speaking, I've been the frog. I think we all be the frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, trusting people, and whether it's in your relationships with your girlfriend or boyfriend or friendships. And what happens is, man, when you're the frog, you can kind of get used and abused, man. Like, you know, you're the forgiving person, you are the understanding person. And then what happens is you start, and it's like that one time you do say no, you stand up for yourself. You're like, no. They look at you like they forget about the 100 yeses. Every
man,
single
hey, we know we both watch that show, 13 Reasons Why, right? I'm telling you, man, like, damn, Clay be taking some L's.
Yeah,
like, gosh. But it's like you said, I mean, that moment you do take a stand, now all of a sudden it's like you're this aggressive bad guy.
And it's sad, because sometimes people can drag, they'll bring you down, man. It's just who they are. And we, the frogs, man, you know, if you are a frog out there and you listening, hey, man, you've been stung before. You got, learn your lesson, like you said. You know, First time, it's on me. Like, okay, the second time, or the first time, it's on you. The second time, it's like, dang, man, like, when you gonna learn your lesson?
Yep. And then, too, you gotta realize, man, you start looking at things like, hey, man, I don't have the leeway to take a gamble on you because we're already in shallow water. So you could just look at me like you want to bite. We might drown. That risk, man.
Yeah, man. And you gotta be very careful out here in 2019, man. People are very conniving. People are users. People have their agendas. And this ain't even about sports at this point. It's just about living a little bit. And, you know, you meet people and you get good vibes at first and you trust them and you start hanging out with them and setting up time to spend even. And then when it can really get messy when you mix the families. You know, people can get kind of crazy. I always think about that movie, it's kind of crazy, but Single White Female. When a girl was trying to help the girl, it's an older movie, 90s movie. I'm showing my age, but you remember that movie? Do you remember that movie?
I'm trying to remember it.
The Single White Female, well, girl felt sorry for this girl. She met her, and they kind of clicked, and the girl ended up being insane. She like wanted to help her out, like, and so they moved in together. Then the girl ended up like wearing her clothes and cutting her hair like her, and stealing her boyfriend, sleeping with her boyfriend, and I mean it got crazy. But it was too late. Like, she stung her in the back. So yeah, it's a lesson in that story, man. I think that's one of those life lessons. Never forget. Kind of stories that have so many lessons, but it happens every single day. And in Antonio Brown's case, it's just kind of like, dude, like, man, like, you are more than an athlete. You're more than a football player, but you're choosing to play this game right now. And it seems like everywhere you go, you're toxic. And you're the common denominator.
I flip it like, okay, bet. You think everyone's out to get you. Now you don't want to conform to the NFL. Cool. You have your own business, Mr. Brown. Okay? You run things. You the man.
You the man.
Employee like yourself. What do you do? Because at the end of the day, man, this is the kind of like it ties into just people in general. Like, everyone's not going to be able to get their exact way. It's about the common good of everyone. That will help progress versus like you, and some people are going to be sacrificial lambs. You got to understand that.
Yes.
Think like, okay, man, what would you rather do? I would like to see him like, okay, bet. Tell me what your scenario is.
Yes. Yeah. It's called self-reflection. I hope he does well. I hope that these allegations that are out right now, you know, God, if they are true, I think he should be punished. Of course, he'll go through the system and all of that. But, you know, it's just amazing how when it rains, it pours, man.
Rains, it pours. And some of these messages that they have, he's implicated himself.
Yes.
So it's one of this. I can't really get into all of it all, but one of them is that he's actually saying you were asleep at the time, da 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 da. And in that state, like, being asleep, that's basically you can't consent to that.
Right. Like,
you better hope that this doesn't turn into like go from a civil to actual court, like as far as you know, going to jail.
Yeah. Because he's burned some bridges over the past couple of years.
Man, over the past few months, he's burned some bridges.
One thing I do want to say right before we get out of here is I have to commend, in my book, I have to commend Gruden. In my eyes, Coach Gruden did everything he can, and even the organization. I would say they had a lot of class and tried. I can't think of anything else they could have did to try to accommodate this dude. Even when he showed his you-know-what, he was – Coach Gruden, even on the phone, you heard him like, man, you one of the best you're the most misunderstood dude I've ever been. One of the most talented. I mean, he was, even though I know he's trying to sell the man on staying, right? But he was classy. I felt like the organization was classy. And so I do want to recognize that.
I'll tell you who I recognize too, man. You got John Gruden, you got the Raiders. But also too, man, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Good thing about it, they came out and been like, we tried to tell you. Tomlin said nothing. Like, hey, man, I'm focused on the guys in this locker room right here that's ready to play. He's been like, man, I tried to tell you. You know, they want to listen to me.
You know he had the barbershop saying that.
Yep. Gotta be like, man, that dude.
I told you, man. You shout him out, that's because that's your capital boy. That's your capital brother.
Man, he can't throw his teammate, well, his brother the bus, but I feel like he definitely just was, like, waiting on that moment to be like, man, I tried to tell y'all.
Yeah, but he was classy, too, because he never said anything bad. He's like, I remember that. He kept saying, I just want to focus on the guys in this locker room, and, you know, we focus on this Sunday. I mean, that I think you have to be that way, because the minute you say anything, you open up the floodgates, and then it becomes so proper.
Man, and then the thing with the Raiders, man, like that whole argument where it escalated, like he did that to them. Like, in what business can you not show up for work or have an unexcused whatever and still go to the job with the and then let's say you get mad at them for reprimanding you? Like, where can you do that? Where? Like, you cause a scene because they reprimand you because you did something. Like,
unbelievable. Nowhere other than sports or entertainment.
Man.
Only two.
Dog, if I go to campus tomorrow and I yell at the chancellor.
Get out of there.
What?
But here's the difference, though. I think athletics is really the only profession where the employees make more than the boss. And the boss
is the
coach. Now, I ain't talking about the owners or the general managers and nothing like that. But most of the time, especially like NBA, man, baseball, them guys make 10 times more than the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So they like, it's very cut and black and white. Like, yo, you need me. Like, I'm running this. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But at some point, it's got to be a respect thing. It's got to be a man to man, pimp to pimp thing. Like, dude, come on, dog. Like,
yeah,
what you doing?
We trying to make this work, man. Why are you working against me here?
Yes, man. And so, you know, all you youngins out there, if you're listening, man, you know, pay attention to what's going on with these athletes, all athletes, in particular this AB thing, and just kind of pay attention. And hopefully you're not taking this like, I'm going to be like AB in this sense. I wouldn't recommend that because, again, understand that this dude is a monster on that field. He is very, very talented. Probably the top receiver, would you say, in the league?
Yeah, easily. Him and Julio.
Julio, and that's another guy who seems to be doing everything the right way. He just got paid too, right?
Yep, paid.
Yeah, so anyway, man, you got anything else to say?
I think, you know, when we talk about these situations with athletes and people, and it's always based around they're focusing on the now, but to keep in mind about the later. Because who wants Antonio Brown coming to their stadium 10 years after he's done? Got to bring him back.
Right.
Those relationships that you build, they're important.
They're very important, because think about, like, and I don't know this to be true, but has Gilbert Arenas been welcomed back to the Washington Wizards with open arms? At this point.
Man, I don't even know if he's gone to a game.
Exactly. And that's my point. And some people don't care about that. Some people don't care about that. They're the Scorpions. But if you're really trying to have a legacy, the legacy is not what you necessarily do on the court or the field. That's a part of it. But think about like somebody like MJ, like Kobe. But the best example out of everybody right now is LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James. The only reason LeBron James has not totally, completely taken over the world is because he's still playing basketball. Now, let that sink in, because he's networking and building something, an empire. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? To a point where his face His face value is good in these streets forever.
Think about this, man. How sweet was Gilbert Arenas at Arizona?
Oh.
You ever seen my games?
No. I mean, it's just, it's almost like he tarnished it. He tarnished his name. And for what? It was a moment in time where you thought you were above the law.
Man, hey, think about this, man. How many times do they honor A-Rod?
Mm. He gets honored. He with J-Lo. He good.
Yeah. He's solid right now, but just think, man. They don't – who really listens to anything about him with baseball anymore?
It's true.
He's a commentator. Yeah, he is. He's a commentator. And even really? This, and you got popped like 3 times for steroids.
No credibility.
No credibility. He used to try to sleep with his teammates' wives. Like, would hit on his teammates' wife.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's a whole nother show, man. We got like we always want to say, the highest human act is to inspire. If you guys want to reach out to us, please email us at capeanddrewpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Instagram, capeanddrewpodcast. I'm Cape.
I'm Drew.
And we out of here.